Do you want to advertise on this podcast? Go to podbean.com now. For only $1, you can get 1,000 listens. You can also predefine geographic locations and categories for where your advertisement will run. Start using the most cost-effective advertising campaign now. Go to podbean.com. That's podbean.com.
Digital Music Trends, episode 91, 6th of December, 2011. Hello everyone and welcome to Digital Music Trends. This week on the show, an interview with Olivier de Simon, head of music at WebDoc. WebDoc is a startup that lets you create, share and discover rich and good-looking interactive posts in a very short space of time. And they have a particular focus on music in this initial phase. Okay, so I'm really happy to welcome to the show today Olivier de Simon, and he is the head of music for WebDoc. So it's the first time we feature WebDoc on Digital Music Trends, and it's really exciting to have the company on the show. So thanks for being on. How's it going?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Cool, so let's start with a sort of basic, simple pitch on what the idea behind WebDoc is.
Sure. WebDoc is truly about democratizing the web. So we think that nowadays anyone should be able to express themselves by using web content. And if you do so, you should be able to do this as fast as you tweet. So we are allowing people to create really easily with fun a very rich media post.
And so backtracking a little bit, so how did the company come together and how did it sort of start out?
So WebDoc is a Swiss company. The core team is based in Lausanne. And we had a previous product and we were always thinking that there is an opportunity with the cloud, with all these services that are really great, to do something a little bit different. And the idea was really to remix the web, both by using your communities on Twitter or on Facebook, I'd say, where you connect with people, and content available within the web. So it could be SoundCloud, YouTube, or Flickr, something like this.
Yeah, of course. And so a very important part of the company and how it's structured, I think the advent of a platform like HTML5, for example, that is can be ported out in lots of different platforms. It works pretty much everywhere on recent browsers. That's a really important thing for you guys.
Sure. I mean, HTML5 is it's truly amazing, and we just we're actually providing two things. One is a rich canvas where you can mix the webs. It's just drag and drop whatever you find from the web. And on the other side, you're going to have an app marketplace where we are actually building applications to put services, content services on Stellar. So, for instance, we have a very cool SoundCloud app where all your content from SoundCloud, you're going to just drag and drop, and you can customize it with some widgets we are proposing for our users.
Yeah. And in terms of the widgets and the way you provide a ton of different services, one of the really cool things about WebDoc is the design. And so many people now are saying, design is such a vital core part of being a web startup today. So how did you go about designing the interface? And because you offer a lot of options, how did you go about providing all these options while still maintaining a fairly streamlined user experience?
That's a real challenge. And I think one of the things we're trying to achieve is to both preserve a very nice design, something where you really feel good, then to provide the best user experience. So there is also a lot of design and maybe Apple is a fantastic influence or inspiration, but at the same time giving a real freedom for users so that they can post something that is actually their own universe, like their own life. Yeah. And I would compare like to our, if we talk about music, and WebDoc is obviously not about just about music, but you can think about when you were like a teenager, your room, you used to customize it with posters, you had your own t-shirts, you had all this like your actually life. And we want to give the tools to people to do the same on the web, because often the web is like very formatted.
Of course. In terms of actually, one thing I was thinking about was in terms of sort of a history of your web docs. So if you have an account, of course, then you can also backtrack and trace all the things you've created before, because that's one thing that, you know, it's like a tweet, and it's an amazing opportunity, but you also wonder like how the content's going to live after, you know, the initial sort of spike and the drop off.
Yeah, I mean, you have it's interesting you talk about Twitter, because I think we have like pretty much the same idea, like a web doc, when you post it, it's spontaneous, it's one specific moment. Or I love to talk about context, because very often we are always like saying, I'm doing this, I'm there, etc. But often in the live situation, context is king. You go to a festival, the context is festival, it's great you are there, but the reality is like the festival is really important. So you're going to do all those posts, and for every post it's a specific context. What I mean by that is that you not necessarily reach the same people regards to the context. So we just want you to have like an activity stream, like the way to see all the posts you did, but every post is unique and with a unique URL. And I think it's very exciting, because it means that you can segment a little bit your audience.
Yeah. And to talk about, because you know, I had like it took me like a few minutes to actually get around the idea of WebDoc and how it was working and how it would fit into the context of the current internet you know, usage. And I think a really important thing is to talk about usage, because you know, just to understand what the power of a platform can be. So I wanted to talk about maybe two things. One, maybe a campaign with a major artist, let's say Nirvana, because you did something recently with them. And then maybe you can give me an example of how an independent artist can, for example, use WebDoc. So let's starting with Nirvana. Like, how did that sort of collaboration come about, and how did you end up doing the WebDoc for them?
Sure. So Nirvana has been like... it's been actually a campaign we worked really quickly. We spoke with Universal, and they have Nevermind's album that is like now 20 years old, quite amazing. And we were talking about what can we do to promote this, and how can we use WebDoc, and we came up with this idea of like, just like tell us what Nevermind means to you. Tell us like your emotions, your memories around this. So we simply asked this to like Nirvana fans, and fans came back with amazing posts. So we got people like drawing on a web doc. We got people like taking everything they bought from Nirvana, from a DVD to a t-shirt to all the CDs, etc., and took a picture of that and posted this. We got people like telling us stories, just writing. Yeah. And it's quite amazing to see, like, I think like often we talk about access to music, Spotify, iTunes, and no doubt we need that, and it's really cool, but we often forget what is the emotion of music.
Yeah.
And I think this campaign was really interesting in this way. It's like when you give the mic to your fans, they have a lot to say. And the results have been quite amazing.
Cool. And moving on to an independent artist, for example. So let's talk, for example, about a practical application on a gig. So if I had a gig and I want to promote it to my WebDoc, how would you, you know, suggest, you know, how have you seen people structuring a page to actually get this done?
Sure, I think, I mean, it's always interesting, like we all used to do flyers, for instance, to promote our events, and with WebDoc you can truly like create an interactive flyer, and you're gonna drag and drop, let's say the logo of your band, a little picture, then you're gonna drag and drop a Google map with linking to the venue's place. You can add a little countdown so people get like the notion that, ooh, it's in 2 weeks from now, I need to buy some tickets. So you can link to any services to buy directly in place the ticket. And that's it. So it's really like, and this is something you can do in 2 minutes. It's what is really cool is that for fans, it's really like, you know, fresh, it's interactive, it's quite fun. And also you can pretty much create like a virtual backstage, because from that post, you can just reply and say like, wow, awesome, I'll be there. And here is my favorite video. You just drag and drop from YouTube of the band, or here is a few pictures I took last time I saw them live. Yeah. So then you have this like, this proximity with the artist as well, because you just feel you're sharing something really rich.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about the company and how it's gonna sort of evolve from now, at the moment I don't think you've done any like formal campaigns on it. It's all word of mouth, and it's already got great numbers in terms of both creators and users, and you're having great responses from the industry. You know, you pitched that Tech Pitch 4.5 that was being hosted by EMI a couple of days ago, and you know, you won that pitch, and people were responsive to the idea. So how do you plan on sort of growing the platform, and do you plan on doing any more formal sort of press push to actually get the company out there?
Sure. I mean, until now we have been like, we call this like a silent beta. So WebDoc is available for anyone to register, but we were really focused on you know, first getting feedbacks,
yeah.
Because you work on that product for like a year and plus, and then you just want to see like, okay, we have this vision, but what are the feedbacks? Then it was also like being, you know, seeing if the service is scalable, etc. And we did a lot of little campaigns, bigger campaigns, and now we're actually starting to speak, and so we're gonna start to be a lot more active to you know, tell people what we are doing and releasing new features very soon. I'd say like we're step one was like to make sure we had something that people like, and now we're like really confident we have extremely good feedbacks. And I think having this week both the prize from the public and the jury at the Music Tech Pitch was really cool. It makes us like very happy and proud, and it's quite amazing if you think it was our first pitch.
Yeah. You're talking about the different applications of WebDoc. In terms of like how you're organizing, you're the head of music. Do you have people looking after different areas as well in the company right now, or are you looking at expanding maybe in the future?
So, I mean, music is something we're like truly excited to be involved in, and my background is, it's more than 15 years I'm in the music business, and especially, I'd say, like the digital, the new music economy. And it's really a vertical we are focused on, but we are like also, you know, talking with brands, with education, with media. So this is like verticals we're like obviously focused on, but maybe music is one where we have a very strong feedback from that industry, so maybe it's the more visible right now.
Sure.
And in terms of partnerships, at this stage, we have like, you know, a few things coming that I won't comment now, but that are like really exciting, and they're like close companies And SoundCloud is a very good example where we talk a lot and we really try to get the best for their users.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Great. So a final word on how do you evolve a product like WebDoc? Is it your core focus on more partnerships, on getting different features on, streamlining design, or is it kind of a combination of everything?
It's a combination, but I think where you can expect a lot from us, I'd say like the application is really something where you're gonna see a lot and a lot happening.
Yeah.
There is a new WebDoc now, a new version of WebDoc that we pushed this morning, and it's a lot more social. So you can hashtag, you can search by application, you can. It's a lot more social, and this is also obviously something we are truly excited and focused on.
Cool. Well, that was great having you on. And if you check out webdoc.com, and also the Twitter is at webdoc. So just have a look and check it out.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this week. I really hope you enjoy the show and that you'll rush to look at how WebDoc can work for you. Don't forget that you can follow me on Twitter. The handle is at DGMusicTrends. The show's website is www.digitalmusictrends.com, and you can also access it via the iTunes Store or SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/digitalmusictrends. Have a great week, and till next time. Digital music. Trends. Digital music. Trends.